This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn tomorrow is scheduled to sign the same-sex marriage bill into law. Now, Jasmine, one of your students, did a story about the same-sex marriage bill. It showed a video of two men kissing, and you've heard some complaints about that. Someone upset that you need to be mindful of your audience, that your audience might not want to see two men kissing.
Right.
How do you respond to that?
Well, you have to really be – I mean, yes, you have to be mindful of the audience, but I also think – okay, this is a story. It's a valid story to do. It's relevant to what's happening in this state. Why is it not appropriate to show two people maybe kissing on their wedding day? I mean, that's exactly what happens at any wedding across the country. Two people kiss at the end of it. They are now officially married. Why not show that video as well?
Yeah, I think you have to weigh whether it's too whenever you're debating whether to show video or a disturbing photograph, is it too graphic for a family audience? Do you need to show it to help tell the story? I didn't see this newscast, but it sounds like something you need to show to tell the story. And I think if you were covering a heterosexual wedding, you would show a couple kissing. Now, it's partly a question of what we're used to seeing, I think, on the news, and maybe this will become more common, and maybe this is also a generational response. Maybe younger generations are more comfortable with seeing a video like this.
Right. Video of same-sex marriage.
Yeah. You might not have seen an image like that as recently as 10 or 20 years ago, but I think it's becoming more accepted, and certainly if you look at the number of states that have legalized same-sex marriage, why wouldn't you show an image like that? It's part of the story.
There's definitely been a shift in the culture in the last several years, and I think the polls are showing greater acceptance of same-sex marriage and more support for it.
Right. And I think just because someone's uncomfortable seeing something, it's not necessarily graphic. It's not the same thing as showing maybe a dead body under a sheet even. I've worked at news stations where we were not allowed to show a dead body or the person under maybe a sheet. Showing any of that, that was absolutely something we were not allowed to do at our TV news station. I don't see it the same way when it comes to some of these topics, such as same-sex marriage, for instance. I think that we should be able to show the audience what's happening regarding the story and not be fearful of maybe offending someone by showing a man kissing another man or a woman kissing another woman. I think it's all over the TV. We see it in TV shows during prime time. You know, we're seeing that. It's something that people maybe have problems with it because of their religious backgrounds. You know, there are some markets where you won't see people same-sex marriage stories or video of same-sex marriage. But I don't think, at least in our area in Illinois and particularly in McDonough County, I don't think we have that audience that can't handle seeing that story. And even if we do have an audience that maybe would be uncomfortable with the story, I think as educators, we need to – maybe sometimes we do need to push boundaries a little bit. We need to show people something necessarily that maybe they don't want to see. But this is what's happening in the world.
Your audience isn't necessarily McDonough County with the student television newscast. It's for Western students.
Right.
And I think this is a type of an image Western students can handle as opposed to and maybe, you know, someone from a rural area of McDonough County might find it objectionable, but that's not who your target audience is for these newscasts.
Right. I mean, we are trying to reach out to more of the community and trying to cover more stories that affect not just Western students. I mean, I am throwing them out there and making them go to city council meetings and state board of education meetings. I'm making it relevant to not just the Western students. I'm trying to push them outside of their comfort zone as well. And I think as journalists, part of our job is to cover stories that will be controversial and may make people uncomfortable, but yeah, be mindful of the audience, but we need to tell the story.
And well, in this case, it was just use it was to help tell the story. I mean, mm-hmm. it, you have to weigh whether it shows. Are you showing reality, and is it in the public interest to do so? In this case, you have a valid news reason. I think it's not just for the sake of showing romance. I mean,
right.
there's this law.
Yeah,
right, that's about.
And to tag on to what I said earlier, I mean, someone might find this objectionable, but that I don't think is a reason to not show the image. I mean, as you're both saying, this is the law in Illinois. It's part of the story. It's part of what's happening in society today. And to tell an effective television story, I think you need to show something like that. Do you also need to then demonstrate the other or show the other side of the story? Do you need to report on opponents of this bill, or are we past that point now that the legislature has passed the bill and the governor has said he will sign it?
That's debatable, I guess, and every time you tell the story and where you are. I don't see much of a reason to show opponents of the bill at this point because it has been signed. It is passing. Now, if we have people come to us and they want to tell us their side of the story, I'm not a, you know, a I will listen to it, and maybe we will use it. But I don't know if reporters necessarily have to go out and seek it every time they go do a story.
I think if I were covering a print story and on the day it was signed, if there were some kind of protest outside the Capitol or there's some kind of reaction, I would get the reaction because it is so emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. But it's different than telling a TV story. And so, yeah, it depends, I guess, what the reaction among the public is.
And is there reaction? Because locally, we didn't see any reaction to that. I mean, I didn't see any opposition locally. I didn't see any demonstrations or protesters or pickets locally. There have been plenty of pro rallies just at Western, but not necessarily anything against it that's been organized.
Yeah. And again, if you're focusing on the campus, and I know you said you're trying to reach out a little bit more, but still your primary focus is the campus. And isn't this a very friendly campus towards gay, lesbian, transgender, et cetera, issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Western prides itself on that. So I don't see any issue with doing a story about it where it actually does affect a lot of not only students but staff members, faculty members. You know, there are plenty of people who were waiting for this law to be signed so they could get married and people who work here and live here.
Just out of curiosity, quickly, we just have a moment left. Do you always use the term same-sex marriage, or is it okay to say gay marriage? Is it okay to say marriage equality in your stories?
I think marriage equality is a little bit more, shows more of a, more towards the pro side. I don't think it's as objective or at least neutral. I don't think marriage equality is necessarily a neutral phrase. But I think same-sex marriage is a safer term to use. I use gay marriage as well. I don't really have an issue with that.
Any thoughts, Lisa?
I think you want it to be as clear and plain as you can. So I like same-sex marriage.
Okay. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.